Someone I spoke to yesterday that was rather enlightening was the head of the Dental Association here in the province, Dental Services. They've been operating at an emergency capacity only since the COVID-19 pandemic put the clamp on, well, life as we knew it. So if you need an oral checkup, or maybe you've got a cavity coming in, or you need just a cleaning, you'll be able to do that on June 8th if the province moves into that alert level 3. I had a chat with the association president, Paul Hurley, from Stephenville just yesterday.
It's kind of an expansion of the emergency protocol that we have, just that it will include more procedures. It'll still be the upgraded PPE, the social distancing, but they'll be doing more regular procedures.
And do you already have the information that you'll need to move forward into that alert level?
Yes, we've had meetings with government, and our Newfoundland Labrador Dental Board has upgraded the protocol to do routine dentistry. And as far as we know, it looks like June 8th, if everything goes as planned, is going to be the start-up date.
And so will you be able to get a cleaning and all procedures, or are there some things that are kind of left until the next alert level, say?
No, it's routine dentistry. So like in the past, up till June 8th, it was emergency and urgent care only. We were doing some extractions and some fillings, major fillings that had to be done. But no, we can do regular procedures, fillings and cleanings that... not like normal dentistry, just that it'll look a little different, right? It'll be different in that patients are going to be triaged over the phone before they come in to make sure that they have no COVID symptoms. There'll be questions, you know, no fever, no contact, no traveling outside Newfoundland. So when patients come in into the office, they're going to look a little bit different, and we're going to try to have social distance or physical distance within the office. So there'll be a lot less chairs in the waiting room. We'll probably get patients to wait in the parking lot in the car, and we'll kind of tell them to come in just to kind of, you know, it's all about the safety in the office. There'll be hand sanitizers all throughout the office. And then when they come in, the dentist will look different. You know, there'll be enhanced PPE, there'll be robes and gowns, and there'll be face shields and respirators and things like that. So it'll be different, but we'll still be able to do our regular procedures.
How ready are dentists? Are they feeling any anxiety about this next phase, or what's the overall feeling?
There's always the unknown that we have to get ready for, you know, and nobody really likes change. We're different than other provinces in that other provinces had big institutions, dental schools, and government clinics to handle their emergencies. Newfoundland, emergencies were handled within our clinics. 30 clinics opened up and handled emergencies. So we've been on top of it since it started. We're aware of how to treat patients with new protocols, and I myself have been on the national task force to return to work, and been giving members and trying to communicate members what the changes are, and so it's been good that way. But the Achilles heel is always trying to get enough PPE, and that's always the hard problem.
And will there be enough to satisfy the needs? Because I know the last time we chatted, you were anticipating a huge response once all the services came back online.
Is it going to be enough? Probably not to our liking. No, there's not. And we're looking at all the sources, traditional sources from suppliers. Dental suppliers. We're looking at government. We'll never turn down PPE. Let's put it that way. We're constantly trying to source more PPE.
Are you starting to see people booking appointments already, or do you anticipate that to happen once the rules are out there for the public to see?
I've been in the office doing emergencies and that, and all patients were asking me, like, can I book appointments? And so it's very, I'm very pleased that patients are very confident about coming back into the office, which is great. This is what we want to see. It's important that people don't ignore their own health, and that includes their oral health, just because of the pandemic is on, right? So once the dental offices are open, I encourage the patients to contact their dentist and schedule their regular appointments. Dentists are experts in infection control and have made adjustments.